Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, welcome to episode 20. Can somebody raise your hands to the roof, people? If you hear my dog barking in the background, it's because he swears there's a bear outside or some monster. And it's really a guy that's fertilizing our yard right now. So if you hear some barking, it's either my puppy Lola or Duke, my big boy. So anyways, so I just wanted to get into this episode. I'm really passionate about this one here because this is one of the things that I use with my clients a lot. And I think it's really important to jump right in, to give you the keys that you need or tools that you need to really help with this area of your life. So this topic is called The Enemy Within, Five Ways the Lies Come In. And so have you ever felt like the movie Sleeping with the Enemy? If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's such a great movie. But this is kind of going to be based like Sleeping with the Enemy and discovering who the enemy is in our lives. Now, do you ever go to sleep at night and wake up like you just got beat up? Like you just felt like, oh my God, I have a hangover and I don't even drink. Kind of beating up status or hungover status when you've never even had a drink in your life. Or for those that do drink, know what a hangover is. So a lot of times, we are so bombarded with our thoughts. It's interesting to me because if you can tell at night is when everything silences out, it's quiet in our home, everyone's tucked away in their beds, and our mind just goes wild on us. And so that's what I want to talk about today is those things that are in our head and lies that reside there, which is like the enemy within. So have you ever watched the war movies and recognized that a lot of the times the enemy comes at night? Everybody is caught off guard. They weren't ready, you know, for the enemy's schemes, and we're definitely caught off guard. And how many times in our lives do we have things that happen that caught us off guard or that our thoughts just bombarded us that we weren't ready for that, just the bombing of all of those thoughts? So this is the same way that the enemy within us gives birth. It begins with that common lie or there's things that you're thinking about that start to kind of give birth to these areas of our lives where they're living within us and we don't even know what to do about it. A lot of times a lie always leads to bondage and it begins to create a belief system in us. So that's what I want to talk about. The enemy uses our circumstances to take advantage of us. So if we're going through some hard times and whatnot, the enemy is like, I love parading on this parade right here that's going on. We get bombarded with feelings of unworthiness. We begin to really start to just struggle in our mindset and our well-being. And the cycle begins for us. And so I want to break some of those cycles down a little bit of how it comes in, just simple things. Other ones may come to mind, but the ones that I'm going to be focusing on today is like three or four of them, more like three that I wrote down here. So number one is inferiority. That sits in. That's like the feeling of being less than and that you're below everyone else and have those feelings that come up. And you have to ask yourself, when do these come up? Is it out when you're in front of people or about to do something? Does that settle in? And what's the lie that that thing is telling you? The other thing is insecurity. So either lack of confidence or uncertainty or anxiety about ourselves begin to take over. The third one is inadequacy. It's kind of like the inability to deal with certain situations or life challenges, and we feel almost inadequate or feel like a failure. And actually, there was four guys. So this is number four. Low self-esteem. That begins to bleed over our whole being, so you don't even feel good about yourself. So having a concoction of these four things, inferiority, insecurity, inadequacy and low self-esteem, it's just kind of like a concoction for destruction in our minds and to our well-being. Now, I want to break down how these particular things come into our lives and give you a little bit about a process of the stages of them. So, five ways that this process begins in our life. The very first one is our belief. So, number one is our belief. What do you say or believe about yourself? I want you to ask yourself that. Now, it's not that I'm a lawyer, I'm a counselor, I'm a mom, I'm this. No, not those kind of beliefs. It's what do you say or believe about yourself? I'm a failure, I'm so dumb, I can't get anything right. What is that belief that you continue to vocalize out loud, or sometimes you don't even have to vocalize it, it immediately is a thought in your mind. What is that belief that is just constantly playing in your mind? Number two is our thoughts. What do you think about yourself or the situation that you may be facing? Is it encouraging you, or is it really just tearing you apart, but your thoughts are really taking over? Number three, your emotions and feelings. There's something occurred that caused a reaction to take place. So what is it that occurred that has you so emotionally distraught, has you so emotionally unstable that you can't seem to function, that's almost crippling you? That I have had clients that have told me, I just start crying out of nowhere because there's things that are left inside of them that they're not dealing with, and it's starting to seep out and even not have no respect when they're in front of people or when they're out and about, they just start to cry and depression starts to hit in and all of these things. So number four, before I actually give you number four, I found a quote by Priscilla Shires that says, feelings are not intellectual. They're just feelings, guys. How many times in our walk with God, or if you didn't get the warm and fuzzy somewhere, you feel like nothing was good about an interview or a conversation that you had or anything like that. There was no response from the other individual or whatever situation that was. Well, I love what Priscilla Shire says, and it goes along with number three of emotion and feelings, that feelings are not intellectual, they're just feelings. So we can't go by what we feel or our state of emotion and allow it to dictate us. Number four is our actions. What are you playing out in your mind? What are you already thinking in your head, playing that movie in your mind that's causing these beliefs and lies to sit in? And the last one is the result of where you are now. How is your mind? Is it just constantly? I have clients that tell me, I just want it to stop, like my mind to stop. And I can't tell you guys how many times that I've actually went ahead and had to scream like, shut up. Have you ever had those shut up moments? Because you're sick of how much thoughts are coming into your head. And just in case you don't know, the majority of our thoughts that come to our mind are negative, which stinks. And then if you really look at scripture about the mind, there's so many scriptures on the mind. And I think God already knew, like he allowed those tools to be there because he knew that we would struggle with our mindset. And so number five is results. So five ways this process begins is number one, belief. Number two is thoughts. Number three is emotions and feelings. Number four is actions. And number five is results. So where are you today? And maybe you may have to do these steps to kind of go back, because it all began with a belief that just trickled down into your thoughts, your emotions. You started to take action and now you're living in it. And so, for example, one of the ones of the one that I used to struggle with a lot was I am a failure. And basically thought I wasn't smart enough. So it, you know, once I got a certain grade on one of my assignments, I thought I'm not smart enough. Well, when I really started to break down, I'm not smart enough or I'm a failure, it stemmed to the root of things that my stepdad used to tell me all the time. that you'll never be anything, you'll always be a failure, when I was in my teenage years. And hearing that, I really believe that I'm just not smart and I'm never going to be good at anything. And so I carried that with me for many, many years, guys. Another one could be, I don't belong, my feelings don't count, or you're a disappointment, or my feelings are rarely cared about others, I'm weak, I can't protect myself, I have to be in control or everything will fall apart. Do any of these kind of resonate with you guys? Because I know I've struggled with all of them. And when I do this with my clients, I have them run through a list of stuff, of lies and beliefs that they've had about themselves, and even lies that they know or feel about others and even God. And so you start to really hone in on, where is this coming from and why am I feeling this way? And it's time to really look at those things in our lives, because if not, we are sleeping with the enemy. You know, a lot of our times and throughout our lives, it's those beliefs come from those life experiences. And I'm going to say that until I'm blue in the face, because I really, really believe that. Because where else were we thinking this way about something? Whether it was in our upbringing or when we were in school or friendships or relationships that didn't pan out and they said hurtful things and they may have felt like, this is right, what they're telling me is correct. And for the longest time, I believed those things, even from my stepdad that would tell me, like, this is correct. And it wasn't correct. I had to really dig down and find out, where did this come from, and rewrite that truth. You know, the example of, like, let's say this belief is, I don't belong, my feelings don't count. The best way that a lot of people avoid more hurt in their lives or rejection is to really isolate themselves. Have you ever seen those people that basically they never come out of their home? They don't really have much of a social life. They're just home. I wonder if some of those people are really in isolation because they're trying to avoid any kind of contact with beings or building relationships because of fear of, what if they reject me? What if they hurt me? And so we become isolated in our lives. And a lot of our lives or beliefs are formed through those hurtful situations. Those beliefs, they have to be addressed and broken down in order to begin to heal before you can even rebuild that foundation again. And a lot of times, like I do this, I break this down into two sessions with my clients, but two sessions is not going to help them build their foundation. It's going to be a process, a daily process. When these lies pop in your mind out of nowhere, or finding out what your triggers are that make these lies come out and slap you in the face, is knowing, like, okay, no, that's not who I am anymore. And so you may ask, what does this mean for us? Like, okay. And like I said, two sessions is not going to help a client like build their belief system. It is going to take some heart work, not hard work, but heart work, to entail your heart and a training inside of you, like a habitual thing that has to take place where you're being intentional and looking at these lies in your mind and rewriting them. You know, God wants to bring out those lies, that enemy within that I've been talking about. He wants us to just be destroyed by our stinking thinking, if you know what I mean. And also doesn't want our minds to be renewed. And, you know, the meaning of belief is acceptance of and the conviction in truth. So what if the belief you're holding on to or about something or about yourself is based on a lie or false perceptions? You know, our experiences are colored by what we see. So our personal beliefs are the same way, like they're tainted, or things have put a bitter taste in our mouths because of our experiences. And a lot of times our perceptions of events that have occurred and words that have been spoken over us, as well as our behaviors that have been modeled, just make those experiences even more louder and our lies even more louder. So if your belief is limited or lacking in some way, regardless of any proof to the contrary, that belief becomes your truth. and you will behave in a way that validates what you believe, which can be really tricky because sometimes I see people act out and then I'm like, I wonder why they're doing that. And I love to get into people's heads to see what are they thinking. So, you know, the core things that happen is our core beliefs about ourselves. And then from that, it's either from hurt experiences, then they turned into beliefs that leads to expectations, and then that affects our behavior, and before we know it, we're really acting out. And so I really want you to really think about these different areas of our lives, because God wants to bring you out of those lies, that enemy within, again, that we talked about. God wants to renew your mind, and the Word of God talks about in Proverbs, I believe, is Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh, so he is. Excuse me. So as whatever it is that you're thinking about yourself, you're going to become that. And so you have to be careful on where your mindset is at. So if this is not something that affects you, then you know what? Fast forward. But I think these lies and this enemy within affects every one of us at different times of our lives. And even when we feel like we're going down, or it's like we can't take one more thing, we're bombarded by all these lies that maybe come out because of what's going on in the season or around us or in our environment. So, you know, God wants to bring us into his protection from the enemy within, guys, like he really does. You know, so what lies have you believed? Because it's time to really expose them today. And even as I gave you those different lies, go through your own lies. What do you tell yourself? You don't have to let anybody know. Write it down or say, oh gosh, I know I say this all the time. Or like I've heard people say, I'm so stupid when they make a mistake. And they're really declaring that over themselves and really believe that. That's why it's coming like, you know, comes out of their mouth like nothing. So, you know, if we don't grab a hold of this, if we don't expose it, it can become a massive stronghold in our lives if it hasn't already, guys. If you don't think any good thoughts about yourself or beliefs, then it's time to really sit down and have a talk with yourself. And one thing that can help to remove the lies is God's truth. If you seek his word, you will find truth and you will find freedom. One of my anthem scriptures are that I tell all my clients is John 8:32, then you will know the truth and it will set you free. So what is your truth? So God can bring the freedom to your life that you need. And you know, truth is our armor. It's our weapon. God's word is our weapon for us to grow in these areas of our lives and rewrite those areas of our lives. You know, those lies don't define who you are, nor do the relationships, nor your past life experiences, nor leaders, no family. The more ammunition that you gear up with the word, the more the enemy within will flee from you and you will experience true freedom, true contentment, true satisfaction in different areas of your lives. If you begin to believe, that there is a truth out there for you that you've been not tapping into and that God wants you to receive. And some people even tell me, and even clients, like, yeah, that's too heavy. I'm not going there. Believe it or not, a lot of people avoid emotional pain a lot quicker than physical pain. They build these invisible walls inside of themselves not to feel. Those hurt a lot more than physical pain is. And it's sad because you start to lose yourself in that and forget who you are and no longer feel or start numbing out or disassociating yourself. So I just want to challenge you today in asking yourself, what do I believe about me? Does it line up with what God says? Remember to arm yourself with the truth. Be aware how your heart responds to certain things and your triggers. And even ask God, where is this coming from? And once you have it exposed, confront it and rewrite it. Remember, when you're feeling sad or angry, these thoughts may often come up to the surface, especially when those emotions are high. These type of beliefs trapped us into this negative cycle that weighs us down and makes it really difficult to have meaningful, healthy relationships and even reach our full potential through this journey. It's really hard to determine when these beliefs are sometimes, where they're coming from. So I want to challenge you to make a list of whatever those beliefs or lies are and be able to self-reflect on that and take a few moments to just kind of look through that and come into acknowledging what your thought process is behind those. Or maybe you know where those come from. You know, especially when difficulties are happening in our lives, it's good to even create an awareness that you can ask yourself, where is this coming from? I want to create an awareness for you that you begin to become aware of your thoughts. When you notice negative emotions surfacing, pause and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? And if you want to write them down, you can. Sometimes that helps, or even just saying it out loud. This will help us to begin to capture those lies and that enemy within. So I want to do something different today that I typically don't do on my podcast, but I felt the need to just want to pray over you. And so will you join me in prayer? If you're in your car, please don't close your eyes because we don't need no crash because you listen to Sandy's podcast. But just agree with me. So Father, I just thank you, God, for whoever is on the other side listening to this, Lord. God, I ask that you would help them to become aware of their thoughts and where they're at today. Father, I pray that you would even show the root of where these lies have come from, where this enemy within just has been paralyzing them for years. And God, that you would bring them truth, that they would identify it, God, that they would expose it, Father God, and confront it and rewrite it. And so, God, I pray, God, that you would be with them, Lord, that you would show them what you think of them, who they are, that they're beautiful, that they're made for a purpose, that they have a great calling over their lives and going to do amazing things, that they are a lighthouse for you, an extension of your hope. God, I just pray for hope right now and whoever is listening that may feel discouraged, that may feel like they don't love themselves or have this negative belief about themselves, that they're not beautiful, that they're not worthy, God. Lord, I come against those lies, God, and I ask, God, that you would surveil them with truth. God, that they would be hungry for your truth as it brings freedom. God, that they would be truth finders, God, and become truth builders of their hearts, God, to attack these strongholds that have tried for years to paralyze them. But I speak freedom in the name of Jesus right now to the listeners, God, to whoever is listening today, that you would be with them, God, that you would know they needed to be here today because you are saying that they are called, they are beautiful, they are worthy, God, that you have a great calling over their lives, God, that you have not forgotten about them, that you have not forsaken them, God, that you have been here every step of the way. God, give them a special touch from you today. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I will see you next time. If this ministered to you, please let me know. Leave me a review and let me know how this session was for you. Hey, if you did this session and you want to let me know, feel free to email me at carriersofhope1@gmail.com. Show me what God showed you or step out and do something different. Hashtag do it afraid. This is your year and your time to do something and step out of your own way and get into the calling and purpose that God has for you. All right, until next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.